True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Markets are rallying into the end of the year, and that makes this a good time to revisit the time-tested Dow theory and what it may be signaling about the future direction of stocks. I'm Andy Gersher, and this is Gains. All right, we're talking about the Dow theory and the levels we need to watch. So let's bring on Chuck Carlson, CEO of Horizon Investment Services, and check out their website, horizoninvestment.com. Okay, first, especially for the Gains listeners who are new to this, Gains listeners, grab a pen and a standard piece of paper. And on that standard piece of paper, draw a horizontal line across the middle. And in the top half, write Dow Industrials High. And then right below it, still in the top half of the page, write Dow Transports High. Okay, and then on the bottom portion of the page, you know, below that horizontal line that you have across, on that bottom half of the page, write Dow Industrials Low and Dow Transports Low. And these are the levels we'll be watching. All right, we're talking about the Dow theory. So Chuck, give us a little primer, a quickie, and then we'll establish those levels on that page and explain why they are where they're at. Start with the Dow theory. And folks, this will make sense as Chuck explains this. Go ahead, Chuck.
So the Dow theory looks at two things, Andy. It looks at the movement of the Dow Jones Industrial Average and the Dow Jones Transportation Average. And from the movement of those two indices discerns whether the market's primary trend is bullish or bearish. And people may go, well, why those two indices? Well, you know, you can look at the Dow Jones Industrial Average as kind of the makers and the Dow Transports as the takers, the movers and of stuff. And for an economy to be kind of in sync, you need both of those averages kind of reflecting an economy that's in sync by moving in the same direction. If you get kind of one moving in one direction and one moving in another direction, that isn't necessarily a bear market, but it can potentially be a yellow flag. And then if you have both of them confirming one another and moving to lower lows, that by definition is a bear market. So that's why the industrials and the transports matter. And that's why the Dow theory, I think, matters.
And then just kind of explain, so we have this page for the Gains listener, and they wrote the Dow Industrials High, Dow Transports High. And let's establish those levels, Chuck. So we're looking at the top half of the page. And so the Dow Industrials High, what's that level, Chuck? And what date was it posted?
Sure, that high, the recent all-time high for the Dow Jones Industrial Average is 48,254.82. That's 48 254.82, and that was on November 12th of this year. So the Dow Industrials went to have been making kind of a series of higher highs, and that was culminated in November 12th. We had a little bit of a pullback off that level, and now the market has kind of picked up again and looks like it's going to test that level again. It's 48,254.82. Obviously, what you want to see from a Dow Theory perspective are the Dow Industrials continuing that movement of higher highs and closing above that 48,254.82. So if investors are looking for a particular number that matters to the Dow, that would be it. And I'll repeat it one more time. That's 48,254.82.
The other component of this is the Dow Transports. And right in that, right next to the Dow Industrials, you have the Dow Transports high. And we have a level for that. Explain, Chuck.
We do. That the all-time high for the Dow Jones Transportation Average is 17,754.38. That's 17,754.38. And I actually made that a little over a year ago, November 25th of 2024. So you can kind of see that the Dow Jones Transportation Average has really kind of traded sideways for the most part, for the better part of the last year. Now, the good news from a Dow Theory perspective is that while the Dow Transports have certainly not kept pace with the Dow Jones Industrial Average, and that's a negative, they haven't cratered, which is positive, and they have picked up here more recently. And in fact, the Dow Jones Transportation Average recently has gone to its highest level in 9 months. So, you know, from a Dow Theory perspective, it still would be important for the Dow Transports to close to an all-time high. That would provide kind of an all-clear sign for the market. And that level, again, is 17,754.38. But the good news is the transports have been behaving better now than they have for the last 9 months, which gives me some optimism that, you know, we'll continue to see the transports trading higher. The other thing I do want to mention about the transports, Andy, is that they have done a very good job of reflecting kind of the real economy. And I talk about the real economy as kind of the real economy minus the whole AI, artificial intelligence impact on the economy. It, you know, some people may be looking at the transports and saying, you know, boy, they haven't been a great reflection of the economy. And I would argue that they've been an excellent reflection. If you wipe out basically the AI impact on GDP, you probably have an economy that's been growing at about 0.5% to 1.5%. Not much growth there. So the transports and their kind of lackadaisical trading really have been reflective of an economy where you have about 0.5% to 1.5% GDP growth. What I think is worth mentioning, and I'll shut up in a moment, is finally we're starting to see those transports perk up and again have gone to a nine-month high. And I think that could be signaling that some of these other areas of the economy that have been very sluggish are starting to improve, potentially could be improving over the next 3 to 6 months. And I think that's important for certain sectors of the market, certain economically sensitive sectors to the market, dividend-paying stocks that have really been kind of out of favor this year. Some of those areas that had lagged that have been starting to show some life, and I think the movement in the Dow Transports is portending a continuation of that trend into 2026.
All right, so that's the top half of the page, and those are the levels that we really will be watching. And by the way, I don't even know if we've mentioned the Dow with the market even doing what it's done. The Dow Theory is technically bearish at this time. And we'll explain that. And on the bottom half of this page, you know, we had Dow Industrial lows and Dow Transport lows. Well, those levels have been completely wiped out. We're kind of waiting to see there, and we'll have Chuck explain that as well. So explain the bottom portion of the page, the Dow Industrial Lows and the Dow Transports Lows, and explain why, even though the markets have come back off those lows earlier in the year, the Dow Theory is still negative.
Yeah, the Dow Theory is negative because we just haven't had that all clear sign that we need from the Dow Jones Transportation Average. But, you know, that's the theory. Now, what does an investor do is something that reflects kind of what the theory is saying, but also reflects what else is happening in the market, such as, are you seeing opportunities in individual stocks? Are there areas of the market that are showing strength? So, you know, to kind of put where the rubber meets the road, Andy, even though the Dow Theory has been, quote, negative, you know, we have not been betting all or nothing on the Dow Theory, or nor would I recommend that on any market timing tool. Yes, we are holding some money out of the market to reflect the little bit of discord with the Dow Theory, but we are still, you know, 80 to 85% invested in stocks and have upped that a tad here because we did get a 9-month high in the Dow Jones Transportation Average. So, you know, we're kind of, you know, splitting the baby a little bit here. Yes, we're reflecting a Dow Theory that still isn't fully in the bullish camp by holding cash out of the market, but we're still have plenty of exposure to stocks. Now, regarding those low points, typically low points are established on what we would deem as significant corrections in the upward trend. In the case of the Dow Jones Industrial Average, though, we really haven't gotten what I would consider a significant trend, a significant downtrend. This last, you know, breakdown that we had here a little bit, you know, it was pretty minimal when it comes to corrections, and it was fairly short-lived. You know, if people are looking for things on the downside that I would hate to see the Dow break, you know, I wouldn't want to see the Dow Jones Industrial Average go below 45,000. That's not necessarily indicating a bear market, but I think it's indicating that that was the last kind of area of pretty good support, and you don't want to see that get taken out. In the case of the Dow Jones Transportation Average, again, there is not really a low point established from a technical standpoint, but again, I would hate to see the Dow Jones Transportation Average take out that level of about 15,000. Right now, it's about 16,585. I would want it to be able to hold 15,000. If, in fact, it did take out 15,000, there's a fair amount of airspace below that that you could see the market trend to. So, you know, if you're looking for downside points, not necessarily Dow Theory points, but those that kind of go back to the last major area of support, again, in the Dow Jones Transportation Average, that would be about 15,000. And in the Dow Jones Transportation Average, it would be about 45,000.
Okay, we established the levels, but we got to take a quick break. Hey, be sure to subscribe, follow, leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts if that's an option for you. I've been told that's podcast gold. Totally appreciate the solid there. And as always, subscribe and turn on those notifications so you know when a new Gains episode drops. We drop Gains episodes on Fridays, and we'll be back with Chuck right after the break.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Back with Chuck Carlson, CEO of Horizon Investment Services, and check out the website, horizoninvestment.com. So now we have the levels. I think a big question for a lot of people, especially if they haven't, if they've been sitting on the sidelines, is what do you do at these levels?
Yeah, well, I think it depends on where you are in your asset allocation. I mean, if you're sitting there with 100% cash, yeah, you need to dip in, and you should have dipped in before. And quite honestly, I'm going to scold you and say you probably should have never gone to 100% cash ever, because that's making a huge, huge bet on market timing. Do I think investors can put money into the market right now? I think that answer is yes. Would I go fully invested? The answer would be no. I think there's still reasons to hold money out. But when you look at some stocks, especially those in the tech space, a number of those stocks have come back, have pulled back. I mean, you know, just to mention some names here, you've got, you know, a stock like Nvidia, which I'm sure at one time everybody and their brother wanted to buy and own. I mean, Nvidia is at $177, and that's 40 points roughly off of its all-time high. You have a stock like Meta, which is a company that a lot of people wanted to own at one point. That stock is down basically 150 points off its all-time high. So, you know, what I would recommend is, you know, be vigilant here. And if there were stocks that you had wanted to buy, but you were waiting for them to come back down to earth, they may have already come back down to earth, and you need to kind of re-examine the situation. But, you know, to answer your macro question, would I feel okay for people putting money into the market right now? Yeah, I would feel fine if people wanted to put money into the market, but I wouldn't get to be fully invested yet.
Tell the gains listeners what actually needs to happen for the Dow theory to turn bullish. You know, we mentioned it is bearish right now with, you know, a lot of wiggle room, you know, in that theory. But for the Dow theory to actually turn bullish, what exactly has to happen? And then what do you do when that does happen?
Yeah, I think for the Dow theory to be ultimately all clear, bullish, no questions, you know, you need the Dow transports to go to an all-time high. And that's a close above that level of 17,754. My guess is if you get that, the industrials are going to continue. I mean, the industrials have done what they need to do to be in a bull market. They have continued to make a series of higher highs. The fly in the ointment has been the Dow transports. So for them to clear it up, you need a high, you need a closing high of 17,754.38. That would kind of give everybody an all clear. If we saw that, we would probably raise our equity position. Although it's interesting, Andy, we would raise our equity position, but the timing of that raise might not be just instantaneous with that close of a new high. And the reason for that is that oftentimes what you see is the market expends a lot of energy to get above those previous resistance points. And once they do, it's not uncommon for the market to kind of exhaust itself and pull back. And so, you know, that's ultimately the time when you really want to kind of buy, is after you've made a significant new high and the market has pulled back, because now you can buy with confidence that, you know, a new bull market has been put in place. But, you know, we would raise our equity. It would be just a matter of timing at that point.
All right. We've established levels. We've established where the Dow theory is. As we wrap up today's conversation, beyond just the Dow theory, you know, give us your preview as far as into the end of the year, beginning of next, how you think things are going to kind of play out. And is there an idea or two that you might want to put to work here?
Yeah, I think, I'm fairly upbeat about the market going into the end of the year. I think that, you know, there are a lot of factors that can drive it higher. That's, you know, seasonally strong period of time. The three engines, interest rates, inflation, and corporate profits, I think are still net bullish. I think that, you know, the the Fed looks like they are going to cut rates in December. If they don't, that would be a negative. But I think that looks like that's what's going to happen. And then as we get into early next year, you start having the, you know, some of the stimulus from the big, beautiful bill kicking in. So I think there's some reasons to be optimistic going into the end of the year and in the beginning of 2026. And, you know, because of that, I think that, you know, you could put some money to work. Now, some areas where I think have been lagging, where I think you will start to see some improvement, and you have already, again, are in some of those areas of the market that are kind of traditionally economically sensitive areas to the market. And, you know, those areas would be things like cyclical stocks, small cap and mid cap stocks, which have been pretty dreadful this year, mid caps in particular. I think you'll start to see kind of a broadening in leadership into those particular areas that are extra sensitive to the economy. I think financials, I think, represent an interesting area. So, you know, in broad sense, I think dividend payers, you know, dividend payers tend to tilt toward kind of that value camp of the market. And I think there's an opportunity for that value side of the market, as witnessed by the strength, recent strength in the Dow Jones Transportation Average. And if they would go to a new all-time high, I think that really sends a clear message that it's fine to be, you know, going after the dividend payers and value stocks at that point. So I think that's an area of the market that has lagged that I think can improve as we go into the end of the year and especially in the first quarter of 2026.
Big thanks to Chuck Carlson, CEO of Horizon Investment Services, and check out the website, horizoninvestment.com. Hey, be sure to subscribe, follow, leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts if that's an option for you. I've been told that's podcast gold. Totally appreciate the solid there. And as always, subscribe and turn on those notifications so you know when a new Gains episode drops. We drop Gains episodes on Fridays, and I look forward to seeing you then.
A News Radio WBBM podcast, powered by Odyssey.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.